A Palestinian teenager who was shot by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank has died from his injuries. Israeli troops clashed with Palestinian protesters in a village near the city of Jenin on Monday. The teenage boy was hurt after Israeli forces opened fire at the crowd. The victim was rushed to hospital with serious injuries. Israeli forces have recently intensified their raids on Palestinian homes, taking many to prison without charge. Mona Candil, our correspondent, joins us now from Ramallah with more on what exactly took place in that village near the city of Jenin on Monday. Mona?
Well, 18 years old Muhammad Yahya succumbed to his injuries he sustained last night in the Araka village to the west of Jenin, northern the West Bank. There was the slain youth with his cousins on their own land near that is adjacent to the Israeli separation wall, and then the Israeli forces opened fire towards them. Here there were clashes between the youths and protesters from the village of Araka with the Israeli soldiers, and the slain youth was shot in the lower part of the abdomen. He was seriously injured, but the Israeli soldiers prevented his cousins to rescue him. They left him for several hours. Then he was transferred to a local hospital in Nablus, but unfortunately he succumbed to his injuries this morning. The Israeli soldiers then stormed the village of Araka and arrested two of his cousins. Protests and demonstrations are usually carried out by Palestinians against the separation wall that is usually built on Palestinian-owned lands in order to make the life of Palestinians there very difficult. They force the Palestinians, the owners of these lands, to leave by seizing these lands and annex it to the nearby Jewish settlements. And arrest campaigns are going on in the last days. We witnessed several raids to the West Bank cities of Jenin, of Beit Lahem, as well as Hebron al-Khalil. And a number of Palestinians were arrested under the excuse taking part in demonstrations, throwing stones against Israeli soldiers and their armored vehicles, or just rejecting the Israeli occupation with all its illegal measures on the ground. The funeral of Muhammad Yahya is supposed to take place after, let's say, an hour and a half. Thousands are expected to take part in the processions of the funeral in Araka near Jenin City.
Mona, this is the second time, I believe, over the past week that a Palestinian teenager has been killed by forces of the Israeli regime. In these incidents, the Israeli forces hardly ever answer for these crimes and are never held accountable for carrying out these murders.
Well, on the ground, there were orders by the Israeli regime, the last one led by Prime Minister Netanyahu, to the Israeli soldiers that whenever they feel a little bit insecure, they should kill the Palestinian, even if he's a child. And this is what's going on. We witnessed the killing of a teenager several days ago, and today, Muhammad Yahya. The Israeli soldiers would never be held accountable, and we will never see just or fair trials for those soldiers. But when it comes to an international intervention that will hold Israel accountable for crimes, then the Israeli regime will try to convince the world that those perpetrators of such crimes would be taken to Israeli courts to receive a trial. But on ground, none of these things happen, and we have never heard about further trials against Israeli soldiers or officials.
Thank you very much. Mona Candy, our correspondent, joining us from Ramallah.